Okay, I wanted to take a look at just one footnote from before. So if one of the poles is not straight, because that, you can see a picture, one of the poles is tilted in. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Pirush in Shulchan Aruch, if the the uprights are not straight up and down, they're leaning to one side or the other. So we look at it as if the chabal is not attached to the pole on top, but rather to the side. Well, however, loy din pesach is not considered a pesach. They have to be straight up and down with the rope on top.
So if you had, you know, in this picture, the some other, you know, pole, let's say, stuck into the wall, and you ran the string across both the, you know, the kana, but it would continue on then to the that upright that's coming out of the wall on top.
Okay, so it's a good question. Let's read the brackets for a second. With Kabanosa, his case is Bavin Shah Udim Akum Litzad Chusrish Harishus Litzad Tercha Rishus. Zat Klapi Zat. It's not the next picture, which is they're leaning in towards each other. One is leaning out away from the Rishus or in towards the Rishus. So your scenario would really be more relevant in the case where they're leaning towards each other. Because the kana is continuing on, but it's leaning towards each other. His case was not that it's like this, but it's like this. So even if the rope continues,
yeah,
the problem is it's not above the bottom part of the. It's not above the bottom part.
It wouldn't be above the bottom part.
So if you have one kana here,
yeah,
and you go to the next kana, so instead of being like this, it's like this, so
right.
It's attached over here. So here's the bottom of the kana.
Right.
The rope is not above the bottom part of the kana.
Right. Okay.
So that even if it continues on to the next one, it's not going to help you.
Right. Okay.
So that's Rav Shlomo Kluger. Midach dasa chazanishi im hamudim akumim klapi tech rishus klapi chutz rishus. If they're inclined one way or the other, Bashir Alach and Shehel Mislakat Yud Twachim Tech Delaramus, Shimokan Enem Shab and Machitza, Kamashakosta Kaman, Shimachitza Shenam Zaketa, Kashir and Shab and Machitza, Harem Kshirim. So the Chazan says it's kosher. But, Panadavki Makon, Halyon Munach Mamashalakonim. But that only works if it's inclined. If the top post is directly on the board, on the uprights, so the rope is up here, and my thing is over here. So if you continue it in a straight line, it'll hit it. Doesn't help me. I need it to be above it. Now, let's say that this is tilted, but the bottom 10 tvachim are directly under the kana, which is going above. That would work. The Chazanish does raise at the end. He's not sure he has a good source for his kula. So this is one of the issues which you have we're relying on. When a lot of times we end up relying on the Chazanish, which he himself was not excited about it, because it's very difficult to maintain them straight up and down, especially when we're not making our own, but you're relying on the telephone pole. So you're relying on the telephone pole, but so you run this conduit this piece of plastic conduit all the way up to touch it, but it's at an angle. The pole could be at an angle, so the whole thing is at an angle. But it's touching, but so that's the Chazon Ish said that's not a problem. Again, you wouldn't continue it at a slant up to the top. Okay. In case where the two posts are leaning outwards as opposed to leaning inwards. Because of Chazanish Ladas Rashi, Kosher Rakim Stam Sosam Tachas Alachsin. Shim Lois Sosam Hagdim Boykim Tachas Ha'omud Mavatla Mesa Mechitza. That's how the field was Sosam works. Makamacher Nocha Kedas Tosis. So, the Chazanish is saying that according to Rashi, if this is your upper the cross beam, this is really your Pesach. So down here is really part of the area. So in here it's considered that it's closed. But over here it's the embarking boy. So you have something under your cross beam, which is the embarking boy. So you'd have to fill in this area according to Rashi.
Where is it considered like it's enclosed?
Inside of the Surah of Pesach. Inside of the uprights. But the problem is you have straight down over here, this area over here, which is all, should also be part of it, which needs to be enclosed according to Rashi. So this is this Rosh Shlomo Kluger is one of the concerns, whether he passed him or not, one of the concerns with any large scale air.
What do you mean?
I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Yosef Berger from Baltimore. He says he went, he did Shemesh Yisrael. He went around the Rabbanut Erev around Yerushalayim. He says they're trying to mock him from Shlomo Kluger. He says come out every pole is straight up, and they keep an eye on that.
What do you mean? It's a concern whether this Shlomo Kluger's passed.
This issue, if it's tilted, so the pole is tilted, it's a problem. Yeah. Okay. Now we're holding the Mishabura. Where are we holding the Mishabura? That's a good question. We finished Samachdal. So we started with November 51, the Chachma Shlomo. Chachma Shlomo is the Shlomo Kluger. Okay. Take a look at 57. The Murch Malam, the Malam Negar Akona. We make Masam Erlo Mialachev. Well, in the case that you have a 4x4 standing or a 2x2 standing, then you put a knock a nail on top and you wrap the thread, the rope around the nail, and the nail continues above, higher than the rope. Kosev b'chubas chesed Avraham is kanar and shein t'neshel v'tzuris pesach min hatzad. T'mogos kosev shetai shu b'kach shachev v'munach gam al akonet. So that's like the case before, where you have a groove, you put it on top, even though the wood continues beyond it, it doesn't make a difference. We ignore the nail basically. Basically, you wrap it around the nail and you bang the nail into the board, that you basically just have the head of the nail on top, and that's it. Okay. So we saw 59. It wasn't made for Tzuras Pesach. Chazi said that's not a problem.
Where's the last long thing you're at?
57. Okay. Okay, 60. No, we didn't do that yet. Yeah, Samachay. Mishavrusa Kotten Samachay. So that's page 4 in your packet. So Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad doesn't work. Bimhemid Kotter Acher Tachas Eze Mokum Shehoyim Minatzad is kosher. If you put a different board beneath the rope, so the fat that on top it's Minatzad, it doesn't make a difference because vis-a-vis the board down below, the rope is going over it. He gives you a picture of that in the note 60, page 3, where it's Minatzad on the left side, but there's this wide board down below, which is underneath the rope. But he says you should remove people don't necessarily know that there's a board below which is acceptable, making it kosher, and they see it's minatzad min lamala, and they're going to think that it's no good. So if possible, you should remove it. That's obvious. In many cases, you can't do that because that's what's supporting your rope. In a case of that, that's not so. So it makes sense to remove it. So he tells you. Samavov says you can make the top piece out of gemi. Okay, mikol mokum oisa gemi sorak shlo yinotu ayirei aruch. The wind can't blow it away. Okay. Now the definition of the word away needs a lot of explanation. Let's see what he says in this. Because
the wind
also. What?
And the strength of the wind also.
What?
Well, minatel is, as I understand, is a concept of removal.
Yeah.
Not just movement.
We're getting there. Because every master shekel and kamokum kill konish agabon mi konish shabbat stodin. Doesn't shabbat stodin sarkshali zarshalo ye need them haruach. They can't be moved by the winds. Because kosamogan rum simishin samagim will so cut and down. If the wind can move it, it's not considered a valid mechitza. This is the Machzis HaShekel. So the fact that it moves on top doesn't bother us, as long as the side ones don't move. The Ikir Mechitza is defined by the two side, the uprights, as opposed to the crossbeam. That's the Machzis HaShekel. He tells you, however, there are some Machmirim which are Machmir, and if you look at the Mishnah Berura, the Shar Tzion and Nun Vav, he tells you to Mishnah Yaakov.
Where is this?
Okay. Well, as they do according to them, according to the Machzis of Mishnas Yaakov, that the top rope has to be attached in a very strong way that the wind shouldn't blow it at all. Take a look at the Shar Tzion and Nun Vav. Mishnas Yaakov, Ayin Shem Oid, Tomim. We'll see the footnote, he quotes them. 64. If it's at an angle, it's a problem. So he wants you to have it going straight across, perfectly straight. It shouldn't be a dip according to the Mishnah's Yaakov. According to Mishnah's Yaakov, right. Our city Erev is out.
Right. Our what?
Our city Erev is out.
No visible catenary.
Correct.
So the part going across Sligo Creek, for instance.
Well, we use the question is, we use telephone wires. Telephone wires always are, there's always a certain amount of a dip in them.
Everything has catenary.
I understand, but it's visible. You can see it. Yeah. Okay, now let's take a look at the footnotes over here. Now, the first one, he says that the bottom ones have to not move. So we'll see the Sharetzion and Shin Samach Gimel, which we'll get to. The Sharetzion says if the bottom part of the uprights is stationary, even if the upper part is waving back and forth, it doesn't bother us. As long as the bottom 10 tefachim, because our mechitz is defined by the bottom 10. The bottom 10 are going to, if they're attached well, and they're not moving in the winds. So the fact that higher up it is not a problem. So that's 62. Okay. Says 63. So the Maaseh Shel came along and said that the top one doesn't bother. We're not worried about the movement of the wind on the top one because the Ikar Mechitz is defined by the uprights, not by the crossbeam. So also has a problem with this differentiation between the side ones and the top one. It's all part of the doorway. So your side posts have to be straight up and down and not moving anywhere. And your top beam also, you wouldn't build a doorway like that your top piece is going back and forth. Fine. However, the Chazanish has a kula. The cost of Shein Lipsal Machitza, Omer Shemis Nadadim. The fact that it's moving doesn't bother him. In other words, the Master Shagel said movement on the side post is a problem. Any amounts. But I don't care about the top one. Chazin says there's no difference between the side and the top. However, I don't mind. I'm not bothered with the movement on the side post either. So he's not differentiated, but he's giving a cooler. Where is it a problem? Need Nudom, Nispatam, Him, Shem, Mechitza. Okay. Lachain, Mitzuras of Pesach. Ena mu ha'omad posel, elam ken hu misnadid ba'ofen sharuach koif hefeves oisoy lamata miyud. So, if the wind's going to blow it down, or bend it down, then it won't have a height of 10 tefachim. The wind will blow it out with it. So at the height of 10 tefachim, it's already more than the top of it is more than 3 tefachim away from the mavi, the opening of the mavi.
Are we talking about the kanim or are we talking about the uprights?
That's the uprights. Oshayyidei haruach yotzei hakana ha'elyon chutz the beis hakanim shabit stodim. Okay, so now he says the next issue you have, if the wind blows the cross beam, so at some point the wind blows it, it's not between the two side posts. So that's not a source of Pesach. I mean, your Pesach looks like this now at this point in time. So the problem isn't the fact that there's an intrinsic problem with the fact that it moves. So if I have a very wide side post, the fact that it moves doesn't bother me. But if it's going to blow beyond the area which is contained between the two side posts, that's not how you make a Pesach. You don't make a Pesach upright, and then like this. That's not how you make your top. That's not how you make a crossbeam.
What do you mean?
If the wind's blowing it, so these are your two uprights. The wind's blowing it like this. So right now, it's not between the two uprights. Okay. So here's So let's say in a Ruach Mitzvah it doesn't do that. You have telephone wires. Telephone wires, they're at a curve, but the weight is such that the wind's not blowing them away from where they are in a Ruach Mitzvah. So mitzad hilchos mechitza, it's a valid mechitza, because the fact that in Ruach Mitzvah it maintains itself, so it doesn't lose a shem mechitza. However, now Ruach Shein Mitzvah is blowing, and right now at this point, it's not between the two uprights. So even though mitzad hilchos mechitza, I haven't said intrinsically, I haven't built a mechitza because there isn't, but right now the mechitza is not functioning. So if you talk about a short distance and a thin wire which you can attach very tightly, so there's the posts have a little bit of width to them, you're pretty much, even a strong wind is not going to move it anywhere. You have a thick wire and it's a strong wind, the wire is going to move. And if your whole upright is your conduit and it's maybe that wide,
right,
you don't have so much leeway.
Yeah,
let's say now. So the Mishnah Yaakov had other issues. So he said other reasons why he had a concern. So that he quotes the other reason, 64. Shem kozer yishay shibso mikama tamim. Aleph, kashachut noifol mis'agol klapimato, nechshav hu lemashkav ogol shepasol. So the fact that there's a curvature to it, so it curves downwards, makes it into what's called a mashkav ogol, a rounded mashkav, which is not kosher. Aye. We're going to be machshir the case of the arch, which is the your next picture in 65. That's the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. Who rock mishum shepnei hakipa hal yoinim nigmorim b'kav yosher. Mekan shakula ogol hareo b'chlal pischi shimoy.
The second picture, not the first.
Right, he's understanding that that's the case of your arch. Most arches look like number two. So you have a straight on top. You have a straight going across straight. That's the case that he holds his kosher. Beis, kimish achelik anichnaf lemata enu nimsa mi'al akonim el b'neim. National source of pesach minatzad. So he says, I'm going to create a new way to have a source of pesach minatzad. Therefore, my two uprights, and this is bending downwards. So this part of the rope isn't—it's not milamalo. So it's going to be attaching on the side of the post. Filim rak chelik mi mashkev nichvav nechshav oisu chelik keno kayim b'chosu chelik mi mashkev. So as much as that's not acceptable, so that part is like it's not there.
If it doesn't reach the bottom 10 tefachim of the upper, and we only need the bottom 10 in order to establish the Surah of Pesach, does the curve have to extend that far down? Does it matter that the curve comes down into the upper portion?
That's clear. If you have your up, the curve is, brings the rope below 10 tefachim, it's possible according to everybody.
Right.
So that's a problem sometimes if you have very heavy snowfall and you have a rope which we went on the girls went on a Shabbaton, and I remember we built an Erev, and then we used rope which had a very good advantage. It was very, very bright. It was like bright red rope, so everybody could see it, but also it was a cotton and absorbed moisture. So we built it. I went up there earlier in the week, Baruch Hashem,
yeah,
and built it. And I came there on Friday, and I realized it absorbed moisture, and it actually pulled it down. One part was below 10 tefachim. It was within 10 tefachim on the ground. So I said, we're going to have to really, stretch this thing in a major way. That's a real psul.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's above 10 tefachim, If it's above 10 tefachim, so according to the, you know, that's the Chazon Ish, that's not a problem. But according to Mishkas Yaakov, he says once you need it al gabon, and this is how you made your tzuras haPesach, you can't ignore the uprights which are there.
There's not an option of between the upper portion of the
looking at it as if it's not there. Correct. So that was this issue which we mentioned before, that when the wind blows it moves it, it's not within between the two side posts. But that's a problem even Ruch Matsuya, then it's not a mechitz at all. The Chazanish is not bothered by a curved mashkov intrinsically, that's called a tursa pesach. But the second two concerns, that it bends down is a problem, and the fact that what blows out is a problem. So Rabbeinu Simcha, hey b'shem griz mibrisk, the briska rov, shemitam za oisim misakne he eruvin, that's why we try to make the side post a little bit wider, we said, to address that problem.
What?
So the Mishkan of Yaakov is... is very machmer on the issue of Erev. Mr. Yaakov was one of the biggest Talmidim of Rav Chaim Paloshiner. So it was the Beis Ephraim wrote a tshuva back responding to some of the points of the Mishkas Yaakov. I'm not definitely somebody's going to get in there and tell you which one is right, which one is wrong. But there's Mishnah in other places gives a lot of weight to Mishkas Yaakov. You know, it's not a sefer that you can ignore. So that is a, you know, telling people that some people, you know, they want to know what concerns people have with the city Erev, you know, even not a city Erev, your back door Erev, but the city Erev. One of the real concerns is the Mishkas Yaakov. If you have a Shlomo Kluger's problem which is also, you had a Shlomo Kluger's problem or Mishkas Yaakov's problem, you understand why some people hesitate using an Erev. Okay. Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis.
Keep up.
These concerns we just said, it's all from Mishkas Yaakov. Keep up. Page 4. Perisha Shar Ha'osu Kikipa. It has an arc to it. Meshberg Leah the Heinu Kadam Shemaskul Hisago Sar Tzvachim Muteres Mishum Tzurusa Pesach. If it's straight up and down, it's straight up and down for 10 Tzvachim, so then we're good. Okay. Some as I couldn't she asked he saw go rest alone with Mitzafin Mitzarfin on Malkum Eagle Lagoiva Sartwachil. Certainly is there is a passive. So you need the upright should be straight up and down 10 Tvachim before whatever is going to be curving is not considered part of your Tzuras HaPesach. So if it curves already right from the ground, you know, you're St. Louis, you know, right? So there it goes, ready from the ground, it's already at a curve, that's not going to work. If it goes up 10 tefachim and then it curves, it doesn't bother us.
How much, it's not a nice question, how much curve can it have in the first tefachim? I mean, or how much angle?
So, if I'm picturing the, you know, the gateway to the Mississippi, right? Gateway to the west. Mm-hmm. The thing is like, yeah, wide. So you go up 10 tefachim.
It's still over itself.
So that's not a problem.
Okay.
But if you're not going to have that.
So it needs to be tipped far enough that, right. That the top is not over the bottom any longer.
Correct.
Within the first 10
tefachim. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's machshir the picture number one in the next page. Right? You know, Mashkev says at 65, he says, because that's how things are filu, in a Mashkev ogol gamer lamala, but ain't loy saf yosher, because it's just an arc, the top and the bottom is all at an angle. It's a kosher. Because this is Tzurus HaPesach has relevance to the Hilchos Mezuzah. Over there, Tzurus HaPesach is the issue of is this considered Tzurus HaPesach that's Chayv Mezuzah? Over there, it's Mashma that this picture is Chayv. Amam Ritva and the Erevin Yudal Mavurish Bekipa Netshav Lamashkev Hasaf Hayosher Shemial HaEgol Kazeh. So he understands the Gemara that Kippa is Chayv, but he has the picture where there's the top. There's a flat top on top. But if picture number one is true, where the whole thing is curving, Hare's apostle, that's not a source of Pesach, which would be a kula that it's not Chayiv and Mezuzah. And it would be a Chumra that over here would not be kosher for a source of Pesach. Chendas of Tesefer Shabbos, a Prima Godam, Sam Sever, Mishkos Yaakov, Oirach Ren. And that's the same Mishkos Yaakov says, there's no difference to him between curving up or curving down. It's the same problem. According to this understanding, which Ritva has in the Gemara, and these are Chayim accepting Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara, that this is not acceptable, and this is not acceptable. Right? So, and he throws some nice names at you. The Tosef Shabbos, the Prima Gadim, the Sam Sofer, and the Mishkos Yaakov, all machmer on that. So that creates a real problem when you're discussing the city Erev on the curve in the bottom. Chazanish, Lishitosei is not bothered by that problem because he holds that the curve on top is also acceptable. Okay,
What according to the Chazon Ish curve on the top is also
picture number one is kosher according to the Chazon Ish.
Upward curve is okay.
Now, in picture number three, so he points out that a lachshon is the same thing as a curve. So it'll be the same achloikus, according to Chazon Ish, and the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that'll be kosher. According to Mishnas Yaakov, that will not be kosher. Okay. Now. The picture number four is not so because the way it's drawn, it's not as clear. One pole is higher than the other. That's the point of trying to give you a picture of one pole is higher than the other. It's not trying to create a picture of distance. So in that situation, so it's at an angle. Is that so? The whole thing is at an angle. It's not a curve. It's an angle. Is that kosher? So the El Shom, take a look at the paragraph next to it. Pasul Chazanish, the Shimalachim Pasul, who was in Kizet. The Fig, she tossed him, Masha, Hikshur, Mishabur, Liel, Misham, Afrenim, Imakon, Elion, Oymed, Bishipua, Ma'at, En Elikash, Ein, Nikr, Shipua. It's not obvious to the eye. Anything which should be, any angle which should be obvious to the eye, according to Mishkos Yaakov, is going to be a problem. That's what Chazanish understands. So that's really a challenge that we had before. There was a picture back on the first page. Where Kibbeger raised that question, right? If it's a munach harba b'shipu, is it kosher or not? does it get a lot of Pisgah Shimoi? And he holds it's a problem.
What's
Pisgah Shimoi? Pisgah Shimoi more refers to a broken type of a doorway. It's not built well. It's a run-down type of a doorway. It's not built well, so you don't normally build a door at an angle. So that's you don't make a Tzurz of Pesach at an angle. Rekhavir doesn't really give you a sheer psul. According to this piece we're looking at right now, it has to basically appear that it's straight. Anything else is going to be a problem. He does say in your bottom picture on the first page over there in the right column, where you made the uprights different heights, so but they're flat on top. So you're good. That's not a problem. Even though you could also argue that's not called Tzurz HaPesach because one is shorter than the other. But the total overall picture is that's how you would make your Tzurz HaPesach. So the way you do that is by increasing the amount of kanim that you have. So you're not making long distances. You can make them fairly within range of each other. If you make long distances, it's not possible. So, the Rabbanu De'erev in Yerushalayim, going up Harzaisim, you're going up, they make a lot of poles to try and minimize this problem.
So from what we've sort of said earlier about a kana that was tachter, I think is the word we used, that was led into the uprights, it would seem that you might be able to take a kana, let it into one upright, and then that upright could extend further up.
So what you can do is you can have this.
Yes.
So that which we do that. That's a real good aid. So is have it coming in one lower and then the next one going across higher.
Right.
That's one place. Let's say you have you're making an air around the compound. Mm-hmm. So the only place you really make it very high is by the doorway, the gateway where the cars are coming, the trucks are coming in and out. So you don't do it at an angle. That's ridiculous. You do it like this and go up and then go across and go down.
And the two uprights, I assume, just need to be lowered.
They have to be lowered, yeah.